Welcome to episode 262 of Dodorigawa Bookmakers.
Our bookbinder of the week is Miyako Akai.
She's a miniature bookmaker. She's not miniature. The books she makes are miniature. Her books have won prizes here in Japan. And she is also a writer. She won a prize for her first novel while she was still in school. And in keeping with her miniature, she has also won an award for a 1,000-character novel. 1,000 characters is maybe 3 pages in Japanese. Miyako Akai. She's on Facebook and other places. Check her out. She's an excellent bookbinder.
In bookbinding, I'm making a 2021 schedule that starts in April. Yes, it's the end of April, and I'm making it for a client who just asked for it a week ago. And it's a special kind of schedule with different kind of weekly and monthly calendars. So of course, I'm having to invent the wheel. But it's more exciting and wonderful to do. And I hope to finish it in the next couple of days and ship it off to the customer, although the customer asked for an orange cover, and I found a bunch of paper book cloth online and sent samples, and she chose one that's very, very yellow. So I sent a picture of it, and maybe she'll change her mind to something more orange. But the yellow is pretty, and I like it, and I'll be using it for something. I'll probably be using it for a couple of books I'm making for novels. Novels. Speaking of novels, I have... before I speak about novels, I'll let you know that I read Don Quixote and Moby Dick in the last few months. They're difficult to read. You have to concentrate. It's not a John Gresham novel. You have to read it. Anyway, I read those two, Don Quixote and Moby Dick, and now I'm reading Anna Karenina. And it's much easier to read. It follows a plot. It follows a story. It follows characters. And it's easily read in chunks of like one chapter at a time. Because each chapter has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Because Tolstoy serialized it in a newspaper, and that's the way the newspaper wanted it, and that's the way he wrote it, and it's pretty good. The only difficult part for me so far is remembering who is named what, because everybody seems to have 3 official names and 1 nickname. And sometimes they'll use the nickname, and sometimes in the same sentence they'll use the official name, and I have to remember Oblonsky is Sergei, I think, anyway. But getting back to novel writing, because I'm reading Anna Karenina, it's opened my eyes to a little bit more openness about writing about humans, more relaxed. And as I'm writing Molly Bright, which is supposed to be my big novel, not big as in really important, but long, opening up more about people and nuances and quirks and stuff is going to be beneficial to me. And that's what I've been doing in fiction, is writing Molly Bright and editing Growing Slurry. And lots of mistakes in Growing Slurry, mostly typographical, but sometimes a situation. For example, they're going up an elevator, and then they step off the stairs. Oops, I should say they step off the elevator, not the stairs, but that kind of stuff. Makes it a little bit more interesting to read when I make those kind of mistakes. So, in bookbinding, I have been designing a 2001 schedule. In novel writing, I've been writing a novel, which is an odd thing to do. But that's what I've been doing this week, and I've been waiting for someone to ask me to send them a book, but nobody's done it. I feel so lonely. But it's still available. Go over to todorigawabookbinders.podbean.com and check out which blank notebook you want. If I don't get something in a week, I'm going to give it to one of my artist friends who will probably use it to draw portraits. He's into portraits this month. Thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon. Take care. Be healthy.